Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. Oh, I can't say it's Thursday tonight because it's not, but for the first time in maybe over five years, I'm doing a Tuesday night because of Thanksgiving. I am so excited. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to my guests this evening. And there are two of them because they are, I'll say dynamic duo, but that's not the name of them. But they are awesome and very dynamic, each of them. And they're a married couple, and they just celebrated 10 years of marriage and 18 years in music. And it's the lovely Doreen and the wonderful and handsome, talented Joe Armenio. And the name of their band is the Armenio, is Joey Armenio and the family. And they also have a group, I think, called Stiletto. Stiletto, oh, help me, Doreen. Stiletto Duo,
It's Stiletto and the Saxman. That's when we're just alone, the duo. Yeah.
Right. Stiletto and the Saxman. Okay, people are going to be calling my phone. I have a great new microphone, but unfortunately I still have to use my phone. So if there's a beep, please excuse it. Usually people know I'm doing my show on Thursdays and do not call, but I think I know who it is. But anyway, Doreen, welcome to the show. I'm so happy
Thank
to have
you.
You and Joe together on the show. And, you know, you guys are just, Joe played at my birthday party at the Asbury Hotel. There were 200 people there, and he was awesome. He played with Joe Bonanno and the Godsons of Soul, and the Gilmore Girls were there, too. And darn it, I wish, Doreen, that you had come and joined us, but I was just kind of wrapped up in letting everybody else do everything, and I didn't get into the planning of it much other than saying get Jill Bonanno and my friend Sherry and Lori. I would have loved to have you come. But
I'm sorry that I missed it. Yeah, I heard it was a really great time, and it was a really good tribute to you and your life and music and broadcasting.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it was. It was great, and it was really great. So I'm going to start the show right off by asking you, Doreen, so we can get Joe active as well really soon. You're so talented. You are just so talented, and you have so much wonderful energy that you give out to everyone. I just love you, and I love the music you're doing. The doo-wop is just, it's just dear to my heart as well because I lived through it. So who influenced you, Doreen, when you were growing up, and why? Like, did you just come out, be born like this? Were you entertaining as a little girl?
I came out singing. I did, but it was just something I was always able to do. I loved music from the time I was really, really small. I don't remember ever not, you know, singing in my room. But I went through a whole dance training. I trained as a dancer, so I got my degree in dance. And then I didn't start singing professionally until much later, when I met Joe. But I'd have to say, musically, I come from a big family, and every person in my family kind of had a different style of music that they liked, and I learned from them. So I had a brother who was really into classic rock and one that liked disco. My parents introduced me to, you know, the doo-wop and the standards and, you know, so I had a lot of different things. My one brother was really into the Beatles, and I had a lot of influences. I always liked Broadway and just so many different styles. But when I met Joe, he really just kind of honed me in on that doo-wop and oldie sound. And we've just been having a really good time doing that. I enjoy it.
Oh, well, you can absolutely tell. It's like, you know, you can tell you're one of those, two of those people, actually, that you take the stage, absolutely, and all eyes are on you. And I watched a bunch of your videos, too, online. So because I haven't had the opportunity to see you live that much, I've seen Joe a few times, you know, with some other bands, but I've never seen the two of you together. And it's on my list of must-sees. Must do. So I'm going to keep my eyes open for when you're playing together again. How many children, siblings do you have? Because I come from a big family, too. There's seven of us.
Oh, okay. Well, I have four brothers. So there was, you know, my parents and us. And we had two grandmas that lived in the house with us. So
great.
It was, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So
That is. I loved my grandmothers. They're not here anymore, but I did. I loved them and spent a lot of time with them. And my parents were very influential. My mother was a singer, so I kind of got that from her. And my brother Billy, of course, is second on the monument in Asbury. I always have to give him a shout
That's
out.
That's right.
As, you know, the greatest jazz blues guitarist in the area, and otherwise. So Joe, bring you in now too, and ask that one question, and then it's going to be a free for all. We're just going to the three of us just have a good time. I mean, that's what my show is about.
Okay.
Having good time. So Joe, who influenced you? And by the way, Doreen, that's really great that you had all those many influences, because you can see that in your versatility. I mean, and I love it that you guys do all the costumes, and I mean, it is. It's like Broadway. It is. You guys should be on Broadway, really, honestly. So anyway, and that's as far as I'll take that sentence. So Joe, you know, who influenced you while you were growing up?
Well, you know, when I was really, really young, I was in a household where we always listened to basically the country and Western music of the 50s and 60s and the, you know, Patsy Cline's, the Hank Williams, all the, it was a country household. And my uncle Funzie, who was a big influence on my development as far as getting into the music, he used to have a barrel of 45s down in his basement, and in our basement in Verona here. I lived with my whole family in my house. And this barrel of records just was there for years. And finally, when I was old enough to work a Victrola, I started listening to some of these records. And it was a mixture of country and oldies, 50s and 60s doo-wop, you know, the old sax players, the King Curtises, the Ace Cannon. And I used to love the old old gritty saxophone players from the 50s and 60s. And the doo-wop sounds like Larry Chance and the Earls. I was with a group called The Regents for about 10 years, who did Baba Ran in 1961 and many other songs. And they were one of the first records that I found, believe it or not, in the barrel. And little did I know, 30 years later, 25 years later, I'd be performing with them. But it was like Run Around by The Regents was the first song. And Don K. Reed was a very, Run Around, yeah. Yeah, Don K. Reed was a big influence on me. I used to listen to him and all the oldies in my room every Sunday night at the doo-wop shop. And I ended up being on the doo-wop shop with my group, and Doreen. Three times we appeared on for over a million listeners on the doo-wop shop on Don K. Reed. And that's where my whole influence came from. And then and Clarence Clemons was my biggest influence moving into the 80s. And he's still one of my hero.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you that Clarence Clemons is one of my very good friends, and I met him in my early 30s in my brother's kitchen, my brother Billy's kitchen, because my brother was in the band The Jaywalkers with little Stevie Van Zandt and with Gary Talent, and my brother was very close with Clarence, and we became friends, a lifelong friend, and also he was going to go with, he was asked to be Bruce's lead guitarist, but he was 5 years older and he was having a family and he said no, actually. But 2 years later he went, I don't know if it was 2 years, but he went on tour with James Cotton Blues Band as the lead guitarist. And he was really more into jazz and blues anyway, Billy. And then he was, of course, in the band with Clarence for a year and a half they toured. He was the lead, he was the lead guitarist. And he's second on the monument, like I said. It says Johnny Shaw, who was a drummer, a fantastic entertainer. They opened for groups like Chicago, you know, they toured. But getting back to you, and I loved Clarence, and Clarence and I met up in Hawaii. It just so happened I was there, and he was there at the same time. And I finally gave him my a little cassette tape that I had at the time. And he called me up the next day. I have a gift for you, and I'm coming over. And then he said, Nancy, I love your music, and who's playing keyboards, and I want to be, are you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening to you.
Yes. My screen went blank, and I got a little nervous there. Oh, this technology with the I have a huge laptop.
No, I'm listening to your stories. It's really interesting. I love hearing Clarence stories, that's for sure.
Yeah. So he I have many Clarence stories. So he calls me where I'm staying, and he's a block away from me living. He's staying a block away from where I would stay in Maui. And he goes, my God, I have something for you. Can I come over? I said, of course you can come over, Clarence. And so he goes, who's that? He they're on your, that played on your tape, because I did it in Texas. And then I told them, and then I said, but wait a minute, Clarence, I've been telling you for years I'm a singer, songwriter, guitar player, and now you're asking me. But anyway, he said, Nancy, you have a great voice, and your songs are fabulous, and if you ever do, and I will play on it. But by the time I came back to New Jersey, he was way sick, and I wouldn't even approach him. He was on crutches. Mm-hmm. He had just had more surgeries. He was very sick, and
yeah.
He was all 15 years ago. So it was before that, in fact. So that's when I came back here. But anyway, let's get back to you, because I don't want to make this my show, even though it is my
mm-hmm.
show. But Clarence, I have many stories, and I'll tell you what happened. He'll be in it. Like Billy's in Bruce's book and everything, and I have so many stories, music stories, because I've been in music my whole
mm-hmm.
life. I was a
yes.
troubadour. I was a street singer. And anyway, getting back to you, I love
I never met Clarence before, but I wish I did too. But you know, he was always such an instrumental part of my saxophone playing and my sound. In fact, I learned to play the saxophone on the Born to Run album. I just played it over and over and over. I never got any formal lesson. And I took that in the 50s and 60s sounds of King Curtis and the Yakety Yaks and the Yakety Saxes from Boots Randolph, and I kind of came up with my own dirty, grimy, unfinished sound.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I love Clarence. We had so much fun together. And anyway, that particular time, I, like I said, I could go on and on. But so he drove,
mm-hmm.
he was playing in Lahaina, which was like a 45-minute drive. And my driver that took me, my friend, actually said, do you want, I want to go now. And I said, well, that's fine. It's fine. Don't worry. He wasn't really into the scene, you know, the music scene. And even though
mm-hmm.
he played music, but he left, and so Clarence said, "Oh, I'll take her home. I'll take Nancy back." So we had a 45-minute drive back, and we had a little. I was always teasing him because he was always flirting with me from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
from the first night. And I would say, I would shake my finger, saying, "Clarence, you know, I'm telling my brother Billy on you," and he would get the best hugs, and I just adored him, and I know he loved me, and so that's all. It's great. I just what can I say? And I know all the Clarence men, and I even know Jake's. I met Jake's father and his mother.
Yes.
And, yeah, they're all great guys. What can I say? So anyway,
yeah.
And J.T. Bowen, of course, he was the lead singer with them. So, but I have to go to memory lane because I want to talk about you, and I want Dorian to come back on into the
mm-hmm.
show. And just you guys start talking about your long, you know, 18 years of doing music together is phenomenal, and you're still rocking it, and I admire you so much for that, because I never had the energy for that, so, or the desire, maybe. I love radio, but I love music, too, but, oh, well. I have a song that's number two right now on Reverb Nation, so go ahead. Go. I want to hear more.
Well,
I want to hear.
I just really quick wanted to say that I performed on the Jam 86 and Feed the Hungry back in the 80s up at the Stone
mm-hmm.
Pony and with Eddie Testaband. And Eddie was actually one of the first guys who brought me into that whole Asbury Park scene. And I owed him a lot of my success in the business in Asbury Park and Freehold and that whole area. And
I love
you know, I just wanted to mention that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Eddie and I have been friends for a very long time. He was on my show. He drove when I was in the studio. He came up and he did an hour
mm-hmm.
show. And I know he wants to come on again. I just sang with him like last month when he was up here in Long Branch. And he called me up actually at the Strand Theater to sing with him and Gary Pastore.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, Gary's a great guy.
Long time. I love Eddie Testa and his wife Carmen.
Yeah, so do
I. Wonderful people.
So
wonderful. Eddie's one of the best.
Yeah, very good.
And you are too. You are too. You guys are great. So, you know, what are your plans? Like, I know a lot now. What are your future plans? I think you guys should go on Broadway. I swear. Well, I see you. Have you played? You know, at the Supper Club upstairs at McClune's?
No, we haven't played there. We've been doing
a lot. I wish
you
would.
Yeah, we're doing some theaters in, out in Pennsylvania. We've been moving out there and you know, when we first got together, I came from a total musical theater background, and Joe came from a rock and roll background. So that's how we came up with the concept of our live review shows. And now we've been really just focusing on, you know, like the oldies and the doo-wop. And I auditioned us to be in the T.J. Labinsky's Star TV show that's coming on PBS. I don't know if we got in or not, so I'm kind of hoping for that.
You better. You better. I'm going to call them up and give them a piece of my mind. If you don't, you'll get in.
We try. I had a great opportunity to perform with the cameos in the at the PNC Art Center last month, so that was really fun.
Great.
And then we did some shows. Like, we've been doing some opening acts for some of the oldies, you know, the Drifters and the Tokens and those kind of acts.
I saw that. That's
so
fabulous.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We're meeting a lot of really good people that, you know, we always idolize. And, you know, we've worked with them in the past, but it's nice to run into them again and just keep this music alive.
There's nothing better. There's nothing better than performing with people that you listen to as a kid growing up, and now we're actually on stage with them and stuff. It's just amazing. It just makes my heart swell, you know?
I bet.
Like JT Bowen, oh my God, when I'm on stage with him, it's like a love affair when I'm playing the sax and he's singing.
JT. Yeah, we've been friends too, like forever. He's been on my show. I've had him on my show. He came to Trenton as well. And I pick him up and I take him to places and do things like that. And of course, I know a lot of these people. I wish people would stop calling me on my cell phone. Whoever it is, I think I know who
you're very
it is.
Popular,
think,
Nancy. That's what the problem is.
Well, you know, people are calling. Yeah, but I have a landline for my radio show. I don't give my cell phone out. It's my sister, Gina. Stop. Tina, if you're out there, she's not going to hear me. And I don't have her phone number, so I can call her on my – I call her right now from my show on my landline, but I don't have her number handy. I know what she wants to go to dinner, but she didn't get in touch with me soon enough, and now she's bugging me. Anyway, it's all right. She's my baby sister. I can't get her on the phone because I don't know her phone number. It's on my cell phone. If I disconnect you, we don't do the show.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Talking to you for a while now, so I'm glad we finally got on with you.
Me too.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. It's just that I kind of get irritated when people are calling me. Anyway, what's that noise in the background? This is a laid-back show.
That's not my. I don't know. It's not on my end.
Not me either. I'm sitting here.
We're doing some fun. We go to Florida in the winter a lot because a lot of our audience goes down there. We perform for this.
Do you believe? I'm sorry, Lauren. Do you believe that my sister was leaving me a voicemail? Now, how can people put into a show? Calling me? Now, Elvis is calling me. They're ruining my show. What's going on with these people? Stop. Are you there still?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that. You know, it could go, no, seriously, I could go like, well, never more than a day, but I can't believe all these people are calling me. Elvis is calling me. My sister's calling me. Well, they know. See, they think my show's on Thursday night. Everybody knows. Please don't call me Thursday between 5 o'clock and 6:30. But they're not knowing. So hello to everybody out there, but please don't interrupt my show again. Doreen and Joe, I wish you could go on Broadway.
Sure.
We have to do a GoFundMe. Everybody else is doing GoFundMe. It takes like years to get a slot. Oh, I know where you have to go, Carnegie Hall. It costs $5,000, though. I just interviewed last year the Jersey Shore Symphony, and they raised the money, but they did get a date in April. They played Carnegie Hall. But I want to see you on Broadway. I want to see you on Broadway. How are you going to do that? How do you do that? Do you just get an agent, or do you have an agent?
We do have several agents that we work with. We're not, you know, exclusive with anybody because we book ourselves as well. But we work with LaGuardia Entertainment here in New Jersey. They do a lot of the concerts. Then we have, you know, some other agents that book Duo, Stiletto and the Sax Man. And then we have, you know, a few different agents that, you know when to call on us. So we keep ourselves really, really busy. Our December is packed, and then in the winter we're going to head out to Florida for a few weeks and do some shows out there.
Nice.
We have performed at the Villages. We've performed at the Villages for a couple of years down there in Florida, and that was a lot of fun. That was full theater style, 1,000 people a night, and full rooms with full production. It was wonderful doing our shows and musical reviews with the dancers and everything.
And we're doing something.
Great.
We're venturing actually out into Scranton in April. And we don't have a huge amount of people that we know out there in Scranton. So I'm hoping that they come just based on, you know, just the interest of the show. We have an agent booking us there at the theater at North. We're going to be doing our American Bandstand there.
Right. Well, to let you know, you'll be posted on all kinds. You'll be posted on New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania musicians, all those groups for PA. So you'll have a lot of PA exposure with this interview. And I'm going to put, I think I'm going to use the Christmas song on the interview.
Okay.
Instead of it saying Lion Rocks, I'm going to use the Christmas interview. The Christmas song will be there so people can click on it and listen to it. And they'll have your website so they can go there too. And they can see all that you do. And they can go to YouTube or whatever. Also, you're going to go to, Worldwide Talent Magazine. You're going to be on so many. I can't even tell you. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Like December, I'm taking off. So I'm going to go to all the groups that I go to. And I'm putting next to the group, which there's 150 of them. And I don't know where this noise background is coming from. Somebody's still on my. There's like a thing on my level. Probably my sister. Cleaning or kitchen or something like that, but I'm going to go on and add all of the members. Like, for instance, Monmouth County News has almost 39,000 members, and of them, I think, I don't know, almost maybe 32 are active members. So, like, when you get that kind of a thing, and all they have to do is click. They don't have to go to a website. They don't have to go here, go there. People are lazy.
Right,
they want to be able to click and listen.
Yeah.
And that's what they do with my show. And as well, every show is archived. So they can go next 10 years from now, and it will still be there that they can listen to it. So I'm promoting people.
Yeah,
wow.
5 years
ago.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so it's great. It's
I'll
great. People can go through, yeah.
Very, that's really cool that it's, that can do that, yeah. And,
yeah,
you know, we're going to be.
Fun and for free.
I like the Christmas song. We did that one last year. It was a it was for Toys for Tots, and, you know, went on an album with some of the other oldie songs. But I really love the Christmas song. Tom Jacobson helped us with that in our studio, and we had a lot of fun recording that. There's a section in the little part of the Christmas song where we're opening gifts, and it's really funny.
It's a funny song, and it's in the style of like Larry Chance and the Earls, that style, and it's like a doo-wop Christmas song, and that's really fun because Larry is a very big influence on Doreen and I and our ever since I was a young man. I just loved Larry Chance and his voice and the sound, and it really influenced that.
I was doing
the
acapella thing. Like I was like growing up like with Nicky Addio at that time, you know, with him and people that were doing music like that, and I was singing in piano bars in Asbury and stuff like that, but I was and I had a group of people. We would go in the back of it used to be called Bobby Davis's. It's right in between. Well, you don't live down here, but it's between that bridge from Asbury to Allenhurst. And we'd go in the back and we would doo-wop. We would sing all the acapella, all the doo-wop songs. And
Nikki's a good friend of ours. Nikki Addio.
Yeah, I know him from when I'm like 17 years old because he was, of course, my brother Billy. I know almost everybody through my brother Billy. And I he taught me my first few chords on the guitar, and that's when I started writing songs. I used to just write poetry and stuff like that.
Right.
And, but I was always a singer. I sang in, I went to school, actually grammar school with Vinnie Lopez, to Holy Spirit Grammar
mm-hmm.
School, and I was in their choir for like 5 years. And my mother, like,
wow.
I love the fact, I love listening to other musicians have the same experience as I did, and that's what it's about, sharing your experiences with other people. And almost every musician I talked to had a parent or a grandparent or someone in their family that was so in, they grew up with music on all the time, like my mother. And my mother had a varied, she was into, oh, she had everywhere, everything from from Willie Nelson to Barbara Streisand to the, to the Broadway shows. I can't even think there was so much music that she played, but it gave me a wide variety, and I'm very versatile. However,
yeah.
I'm a country rockabilly singer. I mean, that's what they pegged me as a country rockabilly player. So.
Oh, I like rockabilly. I was just saying that the other day. We were just listening to a rockabilly station on the way to Pennsylvania. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think my influences were like everybody, but I loved everything: jazz, blues, Nancy Wilson, Barbara Streisand, all the country, Willie Nelson. And I just, when I started writing, it's just the way I started writing. I mean, if you listen to my song "The Decision," you'll get it. Like why I kind of went that in that direction. It was just in me. It's just my style, I
right.
guess. My own style.
Can't help
but I love writing.
I used to listen to Barbara Streisand so much when I was a kid, and I was so, I would just put on an album and just learn it and study it and practice her style,
right.
and then I'd move on to someone else, and
right.
it was kind of like the way I trained, really, because I didn't have, any formal real training, a little bit.
Well, other than the nuns, I had that, and we would sing, like, the masses in Latin and in, like, 3-4-part harmonies and stuff, so that was
right.
really cool, but... I love Nancy Wilson, and so now I start singing like, I got a baby on the East Coast, I got a gig going on the West Coast, suitcase full of stars. And my aunt used to always sing to me, like my mother was singing, and my mother, when my mother wasn't, her sister was. When
now
it's
you
red,
said your
red,
mom
red, and goes bob, 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 and along. I mean, I love all that. I love music, period. I have this big thing in front of me. It says, I am music. And it's got headphones
got
and an old microphone and a record. My girlfriend gave it to me last year at my big birthday bash. My girlfriend, Trina. But anyway, you guys are awesome. I have to come and see you soon because I haven't seen you together.
Yeah, you can see our schedule. Our schedule is on our website, so you can just see where we're going to be. Some stuff is private,
cool.
but if you wanted to come, we could get you in because you're special.
Thank you. That's very nice of you.
If we could, we'd get you. And, just go on our Arminio Entertainment and you'll see everything. And if I can, I'll post a copy of this, this little interview that we had and I'll put it on there so we can, we can share it with all our people too as well.
Oh, no, definitely share it with your people. But like I said, I'm not going to believe when I do this membership, like adding all the members in these groups. And I think I told you, but I'm on 17 for 2.5 years. I just picked up 3 more Bruce Springsteen groups all over the world, and they love me. I mean,
so many
just,
groups,
because
yeah.
I'm from Asbury Park,
oh, yeah.
they want anybody.
Yeah.
I know it's not just because
yeah.
I'm Nancy Ryan. It's because of my background
yeah.
and who I know. And so... I've got so many stories, and they want to know them, and they love, I interviewed Matt O'Ree, and he did a song with Bruce on his last, I interviewed him twice already, he's a doll baby. I've been promoting Asbury Park Musicians for 5 years, so that's why I was nominated in the category of top, I almost fell off my chair. What? I'm nominated in the category of top radio personality supporting local talent. It was such an honor. So,
that's wonderful.
Great
thing.
I love doing this.
Yeah, we're not really at Zoe, but we do show our faces down there a lot. Joe plays with Eddie and with Joe Bonanno, and sometimes I get to be one of the goddaughters. And, that's always fun to play with your to play and gig with your friends.
Well, I know everybody, and I interviewed, I'm not saying that ego-wise. There's no ego coming from me. I'm here to help you, and I'm here to help my 10 nonprofits that I do. So I had Tim McClune, the founder of the Holiday Express, on. And Supper Club is one of my favorite places to see people. And also the Asbury would be a great place for you guys too. I would love to see you playing in Asbury Park more. I really would. I like at the Paramount, getting jobs like that. And I've had Danny Clinch on. I'm supporting, like, the French DeFranco's been on my show twice. He's the photographer for Bruce. And you'll be on 17 Bruce Springsteen pages, this interview, with your song, by the way. In fact, I'm thinking about this. Is this okay for me to do? Is this ethical or not? I've never actually put somebody's song on a music site. So
it depends on
On Bruce Springsteen, I'm going to mention the song and put your photographs that I did the first promo, and then just put the link to the song. Send me the link to the song. Text it to me so I can put the link to the song. And that would be great.
Okay.
So
that would be great. Thanks,
Nancy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. That's great. It's great. I love it. What?
Yeah, I also, Doreen and I, besides the entertainment company and the different shows that we do, we also own a studio where we do, it's called Arminio Studios, and I produce a lot of different artists, and we just got really excited that we have one of our artists, Frank Piombo, and our artist, Daya, two award winners in the Global Awards in California, and Frank was just nominated into the Grammys as well. So we're really excited. Yeah, Tom Jacobson, myself, and Doreen, we write and we produce for those guys, plus a lot of other people. Jim Fricazzi, who was the guitar player from the Earls and with the Bronx Wanderers for years, and just a number of artists have been coming in and out of the door here, getting some, doing recordings, because we love recording in the studio and stuff. Where we've been doing it a lot for people. In fact, I was on Eddie's new songs. Testa's new songs I just recorded on, too. Yep.
Good. You know, I'm the executive record producer of my album, Brian Rocks, and I did it with Jess Levine, who has a studio as well. And Jess was so wonderful. I wasn't really thrilled with the lead guitar, and I got John Harrington, who's with Steely Dan for, 9 years, and he came into the studio. Hold on. He came into the studio and recorded, for me, 6 songs, the lead guitar in, 2 hours. What a phenomenal guitar player. And, of course, Jeff is with, he was with Billy Joel first, then Hall & Oates for 9 years, and then he was the touring and studio player with Joe Cocker until Joe Cocker passed away. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know him or not, but he's a wonderful, wonderful, he's always touring. He's always touring with the biggest of bands, iconic bands. He's just a wonderful guy. And the only mistake I made was saying, I'm the executive producer, and so, I'm just going to do it my way, which is stupid because he has so much, talent. He was, graduated from Berklee Music School, and I'm telling him what to do. It was, really funny, but, I got what I asked for, and he didn't tell me. I think this song should be a little bit longer than 1:50, but, you live and learn. But I just love it. I got addicted to it. If I could afford to, I'd be in the studio all the time. I've written 100 songs. I put 12 songs on my album. But no, I know you have the studio, and I just I actually thank you because I'm going to put that also in this the after promo. This is what I like to do. So I'm going to put your recording studio, and is it Arminio Recording Studio? That's it. Is there a website for that separate from your other music or?
Yes, it's Arminio Studios, and it's www.arminiostudios.com.
Okay, would you text that to me too? Because I will put that in the promo.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
Thank
fabulous.
You.
And yeah, if you want to actually put under that text who you're working with as far as promoting the Grammy Award winner, that would be a really good thing to let people know as well. So,
I will definitely do that.
Missed the boat. I didn't miss the boat because I'm doing it now. But I have to just tell you how grateful I am that you came on the show because I really enjoy promoting, the best talent. And there's so much talent in the state of New Jersey. It's just There's so much talent. And the reward for me, you know, the blessings come in other ways, like good friendships. So I have made so many great friends, you know, Johnny Pai and like the Matt O'V and all of these great, you know, colossal. If you look back 5 years to see the people I've had on my show, you would be astounded, really, you know, JT.
Yeah.
But all of these people are so, such great, talented artists, and I know that they really appreciate the promotion because you can.
You know, Nancy, New Jersey is, they have such talent. It has its own sound all over the entire world. There, people have come up to me or they've been emailing me, and people from all over, St. Louis, Minnesota, they're like, we want to come to New Jersey. We want to play with your group. We want to jump on stage with you because New Jersey has the greatest feel, the sound, the soul.
Yeah.
It's all there.
And Willie Nile, I sang
him
at the Supper Club. He's phenomenal. If you haven't heard, you know, if you don't know about Willie Nile, they tour all over the world. And
yeah,
I just love Willie and Johnny. They are such,
I love them.
I've been following them forever.
I was on stage with Willie Nile. I jumped on stage with him a few times, actually.
Good. Yeah. Are you on LinkedIn? Doreen, are you on LinkedIn and Twitter?
Well, I was just talking about
Instagram. Are you on LinkedIn and Twitter and Instagram?
Yeah, I just connect. Yeah, I connect my my Twitter account with Facebook, so it kind of just posts there automatically.
Good.
And Instagram, I'm kind of a spaz. I have to get better at Instagram.
Instagram's supposed to be, Bruce is on Instagram and Patty and all, you'll get so much exposure on Instagram. I'm just getting on Instagram myself now, just now.
I was so involved.
I'm bothered with LinkedIn and Twitter. Because I'm on Reverb, I have 3 Facebook pages, and I'm on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
I can hardly get to LinkedIn, but my radio show keeps me so busy, and I have so much. Like, I had Blood, Sweat, and Tears get in touch with me. I had Al Ches and the Brothers of Funk. I sang with him at Light of Day. He made me learn a jazz tune. I've Got News for You, which is phenomenal. He brought down 14 horn players. It's like on LinkedIn, you will get a lot of people,
exposure
if you do it. But I know how busy you guys are, so how can you do it?
Yeah, no, I do.
So I help my...
We do a lot of online promotion. I'm up to the maximum on Facebook, and I'm going to have to start another page, but I didn't really want to do that. So maybe I'll just move over to Instagram or something because, it's just like I'm at the max. I'd have to delete people to add more.
Right,
you know, and I don't...
right.
I use Instagram.
Are you on Reverb Nation?
Yeah,
we have a presence on Reverb Nation. Yeah, but it's just for some of the my older original songs when I was with the group called The Wanderers.
Yeah, we have a page.
Well, I don't
great
know.
Stuff,
I've been for 4 years I have a song that's has never fallen below number 10. So then I say to myself, well, if the song's that great, why aren't I rich?
Yeah, well, that's my point exactly.
I
agree.
Because I don't do anything with it. That's my problem. I don't, are at least doing it. Now, I want to see you on Broadway. Our time is almost up. I allowed you to talk enough. I'm such a talker.
Definitely.
I have chatter teeth. I tried to behave. I have my chatter teeth here.
I just wanted to mention to you real quick. I've been moving into starting to work on music videos and stuff like that, and working on some movie projects. And I'm kind of headed for the future as far as adding on some, you know. That's my passion, being like a director in movie, working with movies and music videos. And on my Instagram account, I opened the Instagram account specifically for that, for being in touch with people. Like, I have about 5,000 followers, and then I only follow about 39 people, and there are only 39 people that are in the acting and motion picture. I kind of separate everything because that's the way I could keep things filed in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do, and it's kind of cool.
This is a good guy for you to get in touch with, as far as I always believe that you should, like, if you really, you know, it's, I don't want to say it's who you know, but it always helps to know people in the industry, you know, to collaborate with, to talk to, just to find out, hey, how, you know, how'd you do it? But my good friend Eric Klein, is the video, he does videos for Bon Jovi. So, and he's, wow. your music, and it's on his page too. Inside, it's called Inside, the group is Inside the Music Business. He's got two separate pages. His page is the one with 17,000 members. So, and he's, mm-hmm. he is a videographer, and he does all of that. But I have so many people that I could, like, direct you to when you have, like, two
Sounds
minutes
great.
To breathe. That you can connect with, mm-hmm. and say, hey, you know, Nancy told me that I could maybe talk to you, and, you know, we could do some stuff or whatever. So, anyway,
yeah.
I'm here.
No, that's fantastic, Nancy. Thank you.
Oh, and anyway, listen, whenever I see you doing things, too, it doesn't end here. Like, once I, you know, people get to listen to you and know about you and Doreen, when I see you doing a show, then I'll put a blurb. Not everyone, but I'll put a blurb. Okay, you got to go see them. And by the way, to listen to the live interview, the live broadcast, go to, and I put the blog and the episode, so that prompts them to go and listen about, to learn about you people, because people want to know about who's singing up on that stage when they like you. They want to know, you know, how did this person become such a great entertainer? I know I want to know. So anyway, it's been great. I have to go and promote my not-for-profit. Because I've run
okay.
over as usual.
Thank you.
I want to thank,
yeah, thank
you for being on my show.
Despite
Nancy, happy Thanksgiving. Have a great
Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much for having us.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy anniversary. Keep looking and sounding phenomenal. You guys really rock. That's all I can say. You really rock.
Thank you, Nancy.
And just go for it. And I hope I hear someday that you are going to be doing a show on Broadway, because I think that would be totally awesome. And I guess you can't. I guess what I want to say is, you got to focus on really what it is that you really want. I think. I mean, I'm just
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm 71, so I don't know why I give, you know, advice. But my suggestion, it's not advice. It's my suggestion is. To just go for that real thing. I don't know. Maybe you're capable of doing it all. I don't know. Maybe you're capable of doing the, you know, your video. I watched the videos, by the way. They're really good, of Doreen singing and the doo-wop and all that. And but if you want to go to Broadway, I guess you have to set your sights right on that and go for it.
You know, Nancy, as you said before, Nancy, it's really about who you know and who takes an interest. It's kind of like in this business, when you're in the entertainment business, you have some day things that you do to keep you going, and then you have your big dream in the big picture. So we do it all, but it's all entertainment. It's not like I don't go out and I don't know, drive a cab and then sing. We do something. In the day, right, what I'm saying, we do during the day, we make money with the studio, with our music, with all the things we do. Then we shoot for the big picture as well. And hopefully somebody will hear that, because as you know, it's who you know. If someone knows you and takes a big interest in, then that's what it takes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm going to send this to my friend Mike Appel, who is, of course, the producer for Bruce Springsteen. And I will send this to all of my friends, and as well as all of my promo that I do. So you'd be amazed at the amount of people that you're going to reach. So once Facebook, like,
thank you.
Thank you.
And just stop bothering me. But love you guys. Take care.
Love you too, Nancy.
Happy Thanksgiving, and I've got to go. Bye bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye bye. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye bye.
Thank you. Okay, folks, so that was the wonderful Doreen, very beautiful, talented woman, and Joe Armenio. And it was so nice to have them on my show, but I have 60 seconds left. Minister, these are the nonprofits that, please get in touch with them if you have anything at all to contribute. Minister Steve Brighamton, City of Lakewood. Gregory and Karen Nixon, Helping Hands of New Jersey. Allison Saho, City of Angels Recovery Radio. Babe Cruz, Hit the Streets for the Homeless. Michael Schwartz, Hometown Heroes. Carlos Rodriguez, director of the Food Bank of Monmouth and Ocean Counties, Paul A. Ressler, president and CEO of TUPAC, the Overdose Prevention Agency Corporation, Kim McClone, founder of Holiday Express and restaurateur, owner of the fabulous Supper Club that's right on the boardwalk in Asbury Park, Patricia Ario, artist, and she's got a new studio. Please look her up on Facebook and go and visit her. Philip Richards, director of the Jersey Shore Rescue Mission, Asbury Park. My sponsors are Dr. Ines Silman, Smiles on Broadway, Long Branch, New Jersey. Beautiful Hollywood smile so I can do another movie. I just finished a movie in April with Sean Guest, producer of That's Life. And Mr. Cleary, Bob Cleary. And my Dr. David Marin, chiropractor, owner of the Marin Wellness Center in Shrewsbury. And they do physical therapy there. And I went to him for some physical therapy. So, for an injury. Okay, folks, this is Nancy Ryan signing off. Ryan Rocks Radio. Love you all and have a wonderful, blessed, and grateful Thanksgiving. Bye-bye, everybody. Till next time and Thursday night, guys.